Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Linjani Mashabezulu Manero Akanaka Vatereri. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the very fluid situation in Zimbabwe following the military intervention that has seen President Robert Mugabe being detained at home by the army.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we would want to welcome our radio to TV viewers on Facebook. And once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about rising political tensions in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe appeared in public today for the first time since the army took charge, as the ruling party made plans to force him to step down after more than three decades in power. The president, who is 93, opened a graduation ceremony at Zimbabwe Open University in Harare. Mr. Mugabe's appearance was apparently designed to convey a business-as-usual atmosphere, as the generals pulling the strings in Harare are desperate not to give the impression that they are orchestrating an unconstitutional coup.
But behind the scenes, efforts to push Mr. Mugabe out are gathering momentum. First, news that we are just receiving is that 8 of ZANU-PF's 10 provincial coordinating committees have called on President Robert Mugabe to step down as President of Zimbabwe and President and First Secretary of the ruling party, saying he has lost control of the party and government business and due to incapacitation stemming from his advanced age. And of course, there are also plans in parliament to push out Mr. Mugabe, that is by way of impeachment. And meanwhile, the Secretary of State for the U.S., Rex Tillerson, called on for a return to civilian rule in Zimbabwe, saying the country has a chance to put itself on, and I quote, a new path, amid signals that the long-time authoritarian President Robert Mugabe will be forced from power in a bloodless coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yibongambe mahlabezulu lingalichona njani kulangapho lapho elikhona yini lethemba lokuthi selizwile okwenzakala namhlanje uMongameli Robert Mugabe ubebonakele ekhona ngale Zimbabwe Open University lapho kade nika khona isicoco abasicamfundo ezingafika 1200 khonapho. So ke abantu bamangele bembona ephuma ngene emphakathini kwambana besithi kanti manje uphume njani ku-detention kade ifakwe ngamabutho athuthuna umbuso kumbe ngithi intambo zombuso ngolwesithathu. So ke kodwa kunjalo ibandla leZANU-PF seqalisile ukuthi sibili basebenze ukuthi bezame ukumkhipha esikhundleni uMongameli. Ngikhuluma kunje-ke abantu abanjengoJoseph Gino Dimba ongu-MP uzwakale sibili Charles Logan esinzima sithi phansi lo Mugabe. Kuzobuya-ke kulo jaha lo kuthiwa nguCharumbira okobulawayo owabhuwa unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uhamba ngemota zezanu Charles Logan esithi phansi lo Mongameli. So ke kambe kuyaphumelela yini osokusenziwa khonokhu ama-provincial coordinating committees ase sithi sebephase okuthiwa i-vote of no confidence kumongameli. So ke singazi kumbe kuyagcina kusedalela ephalamende kumbe kuyakumbanjani. Blessing.
wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muZimbabwe nasi vamwe vaona mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachienda iwo kumabiko evanhu vanga vapedza zvidzidzo kuZimbabwe Open University vamwe vari kuti vakatyamadzwa nazvo asi vamwe vakuru vemauto vatataura navo vati aiwa vaMugabe vangu vakachengetedzwa zvakasimba nemauto uye vachingobva pamabiko iyaya vabva vadzokera kumba kwavo kuBlue Roof uko kwakachengetedzwa nemauto zvakare. Gibbs, I think we also have a video of the United States Secretary for State, that is Mr. Rex Tillerson, talking about the situation in Zimbabwe. If that is ready, we can take a listen to that.
I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe, and they are concerned to I know each of you, they're concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution. Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose their government. In our conversations today, we have an opportunity to discuss concrete ways that we could help them through this transition. Our aim today is to expand and enrich the United States' relationship with Africa along three fronts that we're going to be discussing today: promoting trade and investment, encouraging good governance, and countering terrorism. Let me stress that the United States seeks greater support from our African partners on growing global security matters, including North Korea. We appreciate the statements condemning DPRK's missile launches that many of your governments have made. But all nations must act to implement UN sanctions in full and cut off all UN-prescribed ties. Further, I urge you to take additional measures to pressure the DPRK by downgrading your diplomatic relationships with the regime, severing economic ties, expelling all DPRK laborers.
Of course, that there is United States Secretary for State, Mr. Rex Tillerson, at the State Department in Washington, D.C., where he is meeting African Foreign Affairs ministers talking about trade. Of course, there was that remark about Zimbabwe, and of course, he was also talking about North Korea and other issues. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, Honorable Joseph Chuma.
Honorable Chuma, welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, Honorable Chuma. Of course, we want to talk about the Zimbabwe situation. Some might call it a crisis. But Mr. Chuma, your party today, we understand that there were provincial coordinating committees that were voting, and the majority are saying they want to see the back of Mr. Mugabe. Tell us about that.
Yes, I've heard that notion.
Hello, Mr. Chuma?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. Sorry, we had lost you temporarily, but you are back on now.
All right. I'll say that, yes, I heard about some provinces gathering today to put up their grievances and resolutions as the situation that is happening in Zimbabwe currently. There are so many things that are being said, and some are calling for the recall of the president and the punishment of the so-called G40 people. So we are just watching. We are interested. We want to see what is happening.
Mm-hmm. And we also understand that there are moves to impeach Mr. Mugabe in Parliament. Are you privy to the details of that?
No, unfortunately, I'm not privy to that. We haven't heard anything. We're not even certain if we're going to have a sitting next week, because we don't know what exactly is happening, but we are hoping to get official communication from Parliament, because if ever there's anything, we've got official ways of communicating within the parliamentary system, whereby the clerk directly informs us of what is going to happen. So as far as I'm concerned, we're supposed to have a sitting on Tuesday, going up to Thursday. So We haven't received any communication otherwise, so I still think we're going to have a sitting. But unfortunately, I've not heard anything about the impeachment as yet. I've just read those kind of things in social media. But you must understand that our social media has been so corrupted that there's a lot of lying and speculation and a lot of joking, so much that you end up not knowing what the truth really is. But like I said, we basically base our point of direction from the official means of communication that we have as Parliament. The Speaker of Parliament, every time if there's any notice, he actually posts it directly to our phones, and then we know that there is something that is happening.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we also understand that the same ZANU-PF PCC or PCC is also called for the convening of a special central committee meeting within 48 hours to discuss the current political situation. Are you aware of that?
I've also just heard a rumor about that, but officially I haven't heard about it. The only official communication that I got was today when we notified that there is an emergency PCC here in Bulawayo. And I actually attended the PCC, and I heard what I heard, and I heard the grievance of people. But the thing that really caught me first was that I saw a lot of my fellow comrades who had fallen off by the wayside, either through suspensions or expulsions. Today they're all there. So we're just seeing, and we want to find out what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So what was the was it the same resolution in Bulawayo that Mr. Mugabe must step down? Although you seem to be having reservations that there are some members who were ousted who were part of these meetings.
Like I've always said in my earlier chat to you guys, I've always been one to advocate for unity because, you see, this game of politics and voting is about numbers. So once you see yourselves praising each other, expelling each other, to me, it's a sign of weakening the whole system, actually. So now and then again, there comes the point where you're saying, okay, there is a system that's there in place, there are provincial systems that are there in place, and then you don't find most of those members there, and you find the other members that were expelled, then you begin to ask yourself, are we still following the same direction? Because, like I'm saying, it's important for the people to realize that once the party gets hijacked and people get expelled, we are weakening ourselves. We need everybody in the system. We need everyone. It's a mass movement, but we need to do things in a proper manner. That is what is important. Sanity must always prevail in whatever we do. And if we have got grievances, this is a party, and the party has got its constitution. Yes, grievances must be aired, and solutions should come. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that we should be talking of a progressive system, a progressive party, which is inclusive of everyone and which has got tolerance. Well, I'll tell you, well, myself personally, I'm from Matabeleland here in Bulawayo. I am not concerned about the issues of who's going to lead us now, because at the end of the day, that question does not land in Matabeleland at the moment. So here we are, people who are fighting for their causes there. That's why I've always said that I will never succumb to the issue of saying I'm G40 or Lacoste, because at the end of the day, what do I get from that? I remain principled, rooted under the flexible. That's the thing that I joined. I did not join Lacoste. I did not join G40. I did not join an individual. I joined ZANU-PF because I love the ideologies and the principles of the party ZANU-PF. So whether it's our president, the Comrade Arajim Mugabe there, or whether it's me who's there, that's neither here nor there. What is important is that I am within a party that is revolutionary, a party that wants to safeguard the interests of the Zimbabweans. And when I say Zimbabweans, I mean everybody, inclusive, whether you are green, white, black, or whatever. As long as you are a Zimbabwean citizen, you must have some system that preserves your Zimbabweanness. And that's exactly how I've always wanted to view things, because now, you find that because, okay, fine, let's say G40 is falling, then Lacoste is rising, then what? It becomes a seesaw. It's a round thing happening all over again. And then so maybe the Lacoste, when they come in, they are going to page the G40 members, they are going to expel them. What are we achieving? We are achieving nothing. So I want a sober situation whereby we all embrace each other and say, if you are ZANU-PF, come under the flexible ZANU-PF, not under anybody. And once we take it that way, then we can say, right, from now onwards, let's learn from the mistakes that we've done. Let's do away with things like 1 cent of power. Because at the end of the day, those are the kind of things that bring us to where we are today. Let the power be vested amongst the people. There are organs. There is the political bureau. There is the central committee. Give those organs the power, necessary power to drive this machinery. And then you will see that things are going to start flowing smoothly. But if we start taking sides, then this cycle is going to be a vicious one. And we're going to go round and round and round. And we'll never achieve anything. Then at the end of the day, we'll find ourselves sitting in the opposite side, who in opposition is as all that. It's just that, yes, but we're lucky. We don't have a formidable opposition party. But if we had one, it was going to teach us a very cruel and crude lesson.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yeah, on Facebook, we've got so many messages blessing, and one of them is from Tabani Ngwenya, who says, Mr. Mugabe must go tomorrow. And then Kushi Vengai says, no changes as yet, before it. Then Ephraim Arapuno says, don't worry, he'll be impeached on Tuesday by Parliament. And then Max Manyika says, I'm in the diaspora and watching you guys. Mm-hmm. And then Jermaine Shelton says, Zimbabwe has fallen to the sanctions imposed by the West, only to return back to their slave master in the name of economics. I don't know exactly what he means. Then James Mepp says, thanks so much, VOA, for actually giving us all this kind of news. And Rodwin Nyatundu says, people are going to just stage a demonstration tomorrow in Harare. Wait and see what people are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you have any caller?
We have a caller. Mm-hmm. Mkoma Ephraim. Magadi Mkoma Ephraim. Aiwa isu tiri nani mkoma Ephraim tipe ufungwa dzenyu nyayari mudari romainzwa
ya ndiona kuti nyayari mudari yatinakapo asi ndisa maonera ndita ndekuti ngatingorega kuti amugabe bedzi ngati faite 50 years anopiwa amugabe havana kukanganisa nyika ari oga nyango zvo ari mukuru akai pamusoro pehurumende yese asi vamugabe vano vanhu vavanga vachitongawo navo nokuti mukatarisa iye zvino izvi pasvika nyika apa ndikurangarira kuti panguva yemubatanidzwa yai hurumende yemubatanidzwa yai vatenda idzito vakaaezare pavanogona nakupese kuti vaburise maghost workers muhurumende vachitorawo ndokuputira upfumi hwenyika pasi ukaona kuti kumauto ndokwavakaramba vachisimisa pinda kubatwe takaonazve kuti pakutorwa kweminda kuya kuyauko nyika ichiwira pasi mukatarisa mumauto imomo mune vamwe vari kutorwa kumuzambiki vari mapurazi 6677 vaitoita vari pamwe chetengatisafaitiaabisi ngatifaitiproblem yesystem yakaa rezampiu yekungoda kungotora zvinhu zvavasida kushandira nekudii zvakanaka mauto atibatsira kuti vamugabe vamugabe vakaenda kukupera kweproblem problem inopera bedzi kana tabvisa yatanga tichitongana nekuti mukatarisa yezvino izvi mhosva dzekuti kuedza vamugabe bedzi vakuvaio mauto iwayo mavhenda ari mumugwagwa vakatonorwa mavhenda iwayo tezvaka kuzvibatsirawo asi tivabvi vachenese guta iye zvino izvi vaonawo kuti vanhu pavasvika apa naivo
tinotenda
zvikuru
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Ephraim is saying there is that Mr. Mugabe is not the only problem, but it's a system. So the country needs a system overhaul in order for it to function well. Who do you have, Gibbs?
Yes, Mnumzana ke Isaac Mpofu, Baba Mpofu, unjani?
Yabulatubu unjani.
Mpile kakhulu Mpofu. Akutsho Mpofu la yazwela lapho ukuthi udaba lolu yababa namhlanje. So ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe ngathi
ngapha.
Yeah.
Dube before mngalo ngixoxa before ngikhuluma yazi amphatheka kahle that day studio 7 ngiyesethu kodwa into eyenza ukuthi ngikamile ingoma that day angithandanga
hayi wothi ngizakhuluma la ujaha
bengithi mina uyabona madoda lapho enye into emfuna ukutshela yona Dube mali sifaka isindebele siyashoda Dube lapho ongcono umuntu olimbizileyo ukuthi ezokhuluma lapho angayiqeda ukukhuluma ngesilungu kukhulume ngesindebele eqeda ukukhuluma ngesilungu akhulume ngesishona ukwenzeka ukuthi abantu bonke labantu abadala bazwe ukuthi ilizwe lithini Dube kuyashoda konke lokho
hayi uyakubeka kuhle mpofu siyakuze njalo baba sibongile ye
Right, but right, you don't know end of it. You don't know. Akafuni ukukhuluma iqiniso lomndoda mina imazi ukuthi umuntu onjani olwezi uyabaleka leqiniso ayele instead akhulume ngeqiniso ukuthi nxa ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuthi kule G40 kulani umgabe ipresident yakho ehlale emkhuluma ube kuyiphi side yena njengoba nayo bengasho ukuthi angatsho kumgabe ukuthi mgabe uphuma kulelo side kodwa manje umgabe uzephushwa yilelo side elinye belimfaka ukuthi umgabe azafuna ukuthi agcine efaka umfazi wakhe kodwa ithuma lokho kafuni ukuthi ayekhona ngoba naye uyakwazi ukuthi ukuniphi side ukuthi naye sekhuluma ngomlomo angeke asitole kodwa sebe simbone ukuthi thina uthuma ukuliphi side
so umuzwa ngani ukuthi ukuliphi side uthuma
Nenkulumo zakhe insuku zenkuthi mama engena Dube nawe umele ulalele ukuthi uyabethini uyabumuzwa nje ukuthi uma uye ubaleka naye umdala lo esegugile ngamtshela ngenye imini ngathi Thuma awufuni ukuba yipresident yini wena uzi upresident ngumuntu ele 94 years uloyise emkhulu Thuma uyavuma ukuthi ebhizinisi inkomo yini ngoba uThuma abafana abancane waye umgabe belokhu befuna ukuthi ebelokhu umuntu emkhulu bethi nguye ophethe ihead of state esegugile uThuma kafuna ukuthi kungene umqondo omutsha yini ukwenzela ukuthi sithole ukuphila okungcono 23 million abantu beZimbabwe bangaphandle kwelizwe ngenxa yomdala lo
ye so nyawuze uyamtshela sibili uThuma ngizambuza ubulalele sibili emsakazweni ngizambuza khonoko umbuza khona ukuza kuphendula-ke uThuma
hayi ngizombuza hayi-ke leyo-ke ebudula mhlothi amagaba amathathu umdala lo mina namiti kayehle esitulweni asisakhaleli ekhaya ukuthi ubani wayenzani ubani thina sifuna nje kusuke leli khehla lasuka kwangena bani sokuqalwa-ke ukuthi manje abantu sivotele iphathi esiyifunayo kumbe sivotele umuntu esimfunayo ngoba manje kuseselomgaka ngempela angekhe kuvotele umuntu esimfunayo ngoba uzoyenza ubutsotsi bakhe bansuku zonke ithaya abantu eyenza njani ngiyabonga Dube kukhuluma lezi zindaba
hawu ubone-ke sibongile kakhulu-ke mpofu ungathinelwa kusasa ubone iy'ngane zakho
okay mngane wam ngithanda kakhulu ngingase ngizame ukudinga ifoni zakho la kwama-whatsappngizakudingela
ngizakudingela mpofu ngizahle ngu-whatsapp sibongile mpofu
Thank you.
So that is Mr. Mpofu. He was asking Mr. Thuma a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And one of them is, which side was Mr. Thuma before all this?
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks that Mr. Thuma is hiding behind his finger. And then he says, mm-hmm. after all this has been done, he hopes that Zimbabwe will hold free and fair elections. Mm-hmm. And he says, that's part of democracy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We want to acknowledge those on our Facebook page. There is Farah Ichimoto who says Mugabe must go. We don't want him anymore. Thank you to Junior Munemo, Ronald Nyamukapa, Molly Kundai Mungate. All these are following us. Faith Tachiwona, Arugutinda Shika, Tinotenda Faith, Lesi Muzua, Poshia Makumbira, Claudius Mugore, Arguti Beta. Better aende. Hilda Nkomo says, no matter what, this is the time where we have suffered enough. Essentially, that's what Hilda is saying. Mugabe must go. Bernadette Tambudzai Rusho Makohore, thank you so much. Myros Jakarase, loud and clear, fair, Apindo. Then Roy Colin Nyashanu, He says, Honorable Chuma is Mugabe bootlicker. Don't mind him. Patience Mashakada, Arguta Shkopano, Floyd Maponda, D'Souza, Judith Lachwayo, Sion C. Stallard says ZBC News, go watch. I don't know if there's some breaking news there. Mm-hmm. Simashi Simashi, Arguti Trikuku Onai. Patience Walker, thank you so much. Marshall Zieresa, Chris Nube wants to be called. And also Tanya Bafana, translation please. I think we are doing that. Blessing Farai Mukunzwe, Takudzwa Sosa, Marshall Zieresa. Final push tomorrow. Mugabe should go. Livingstone Gazana says, I'm watching from North Africa. We don't know which part of North Africa, but thank you so much. Farai Pachimoto, we are also preparing for peaceful demonstrations here in Botswana. At Chadiba Mugabe, we are waiting for Botswana, for the Botswana government to give us permission. The people of Zimbabwe, let's unite and help Mauto. Junior Munemo, Abraham Gumpo, Pride Chigamba, Nicholas Takawira, Masters Mandivelenga, Mandi Vengerei Geja, James Makunga, Mairudo Chikwenda, Trevor Chikosha, Ndovatadi Pae, Ndovatatonga. You know, small messages still coming. Gibbs.
Then I've got Tiribanu Kufakwame. He says two things will happen to Pop. He will be removed using his own system, or something will happen to him this year. Then Geraldino Gunman Pilot says it's a game of chess here that we're talking about. Then Sengezo Mlambo Siziba says this is the fall of the Mugabe Empire and nothing will remain. And then Tabani Ngwenya says, I'm tired with Mr. Mugabe's style of governance, and the next president, Akakambe, the next president should be a person in Amtanda Mina. Then we've got Epimo Shumba who says, the president is still the head. So when you want to kill a snake, you target that kind of thing. So usually we encourage people.
We don't
encourage people to say that kind of thing. Then Lancelot Muveza says fair. What is fair, by the way?
You know, if you are connected now, so fair, kwapinda.
So I think we've got a question for Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, you heard Ubaba Isaac Mpofu Kuluma. Is it Ubaba Chuma kati vele wayemeng happy? Uti wakwa kumbuza la kutala wana wati hai. Umongameli ulungile wawolo kutala umvimbela. Uziti umuntu omhle kakhulu. So ugatesu wampe luti Mpofu.
Right. Before I go on, I must say that unfortunately I will not be staying with you long because I've got another engagement. So I think this will be my probably last contribution, unless it's for anything else that you want me to clarify after this issue. But right, like I said before, and I'll still stand on my words. The current president of ZANU-PF in the country is the Corporate Arajim Gatti. And I belong to ZANU-PF, where he is the leader. So my allegiance was there with him because he was my leader and is still my leader until unless a Congress or Central Committee rectify it otherwise. And that's how people should stand. Stand with ZANU-PF and not with individuals or groupings. Because the moment you do that, you create that animosity that causes a lot of grievances in the pledging that we're now going on. It was all caused by groupings and cabals. And those things are not healthy for any system, for any party. I'm in Bulawayo. I did not gain anything by running to front Lacoste. I did not gain anything by running to front G40, because those people that were doing it were probably being bankrolled and funded, and they were getting money out. I've never gotten a cent from any of those groupings. And I've always said that if they come and put $1 million on my table right now, and say, come and speak about the G40 or Lacoste, then I'll do that because I have an incentive, which is money. But right now, I do not have any incentive. My heart was simply ZANU-PF, the party that I joined. I did not join any person. And that I'll stand by at any given time. I joined the organization called ZANU-PF because of the ideologies and the principles that I emulated and liked from it. And so even if somebody wants to join MTC, they'll see whatever they see there and whatever they like there, and they become members of that party. And that's how I've always conducted myself, and that's how I wish people could conduct themselves. Then we would not have all these squabbles that we are seeing, because they are all over.
in our party, the NPF, even in the MDC, even in Manjuru's party, as you saw people resigning, people calling each other names, is because people join a person and not the movement, not the party. So I've never, and I'll never be a member of any cabal or any faction, because to me, I won't let it look. I'll remain resolutely a ZANU-PF bona fide member, and that's how it comes in, and that's how it stops. Even after when the president of Mugabe goes, because after all, he was then before one or the other, he was about to go even naturally. The next leader that will come, I will follow that leader, but I don't follow blindly. I follow through the constitution of Zimbabwe and respect the leader that is there, and that's how people should do these things. And when you do that, you have less headaches. Right now, I mean, I'm so free and not even worried about anything because I've not done anything to wrong anyone. I've just stood by the principles of what? Of ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. That is why I am safe today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to call you Baba Chuma.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma, as usual.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much.
I hope I'll join you any other time when you call me.
No, or maybe you want a quick one, just a very quick one, then you go, Baba Chum. Looking at what is going to happen, kusasa. Abantu sizokutoba nenga kulu abaya kuna ngale ya Harare kutwa ke akusoze kuhlupe yini ukuthi abantu nxa becina bedutshulwa kumbe into ezinjalo amafutshanise babo utshaye ngesindebelela ngesikhiwa
ngifuna ukuthi abana nxa abantu behamba baza kwenza ngokuthula bemashi ngokuthula kungabi lobudlwangudlwangu kumbe ama-elements laba abefuna uyabangela ukuthi wona kube nokuliwa asifisi ukubona igazi lomuntu iZimbabwe lilizwe elihlezi ngokuthula and ukuthula lokwana yikho okusiza sibe ngabantu siqhubela phambili ngezimpilo zethu igazi libi and asifuna ukulibona like I was saying if they are going to go there I hope people are going to do the depositions peacefully so that we don't see any mishaps or violence happening there because we do not want to see the shedding of anybody's blood. Be it whether the person is opposition or ZANU-PF or whatever, a person is a person. That's the foremost important thing, that we are human beings. We don't want to see loss of life unnecessarily. So we hope that no one is going to try and hijack this thing and then we see people being rowdy and at the end of the day, violence erupts. We don't want violence. We don't want bloodshed. Let people—it's within their right anyway, even in the constitution—to demonstrate. So, if they're going to do that, let us do it peacefully, so that we don't lose lives unnecessarily and don't have injuries unnecessarily as well.
Thank you very much, sir. To Mr. Kulu Baba Chuma, what in Luxas?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there he goes.
Of course, that's Honorable Joseph Chuma, a Central Committee member of ZANU-PF. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rising political tensions in Zimbabwe following what many are calling a military coup on Wednesday, and currently President Robert Mugabe is under military detention at his home. Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba ke undebele ukhona ngale ke obulawayo e Goldberg. Baba Ndebele ungawutshona njani baba?
Sawubona Dube.
Yeah, uthathe sakugcina ukhona kanti.
Hayi ngikhona mfana wami.
Yes, siyawuzwa kakhulu ke. Akutsho ukuthi udaba lolo ulibona njani sibili baba Ndebele?
Ya ngiyaluzwa baba. Yebo kambe kunjalo lapha eZimbabwe njengoba bekhuluma nje abantu nami ngiphakathi kwakho ngiphangele kodwa hayi mina njengomuntu ongathandi ukuzwa ngodlwango ngikophisa ngiyambukele ngikhatshana ngoba ngiyacabangela ukuthi kukhona okungenzakala angifuni ukuchithekelwa ligazi ngoba mina ngachithekelwa ligazi isikhathi sekugrawundi angifuni liphinde futhi. Yeah, kodwa-ke engikunanzeleleyo Dube ngeke ngahamba ngaze ngafika eGwanda izolo. Namhla ngihambile ngaze ngafika lapho engangikhona kuthiwa kuseGwai River Mine lapho engangikhempe khona kuma-assembly point laphana. Ngaphenduka bengifuna ukubona sibe ukuthi ngesikhiwa is Zimbabwe breathing freely yini. Apart from amapolisa la asehlukuluza abantu ngoba okwenza abantu babe lolwela kangaka ngokubona kwami hayi uma kepe silaba bese behlupa abantu ngendlela engazisisekiyo bengakhuzwa
mhm
bezenzela umathanda behlupa abantu hayi lokho ngubonile ikho engakufakaza sibili
mhm
ungazama ukuvula umlomo uthi uyabakhuza bahle bakufaka izankosi bathi ufuna ukudefeata i-justice susiye court susiyalahlelwa ku-grade
mhm
Yeah, lapho ngibona ukuthi hayi bebenganako usahambi kuhle kodwa-ke mina ngifuna ukukhomenta Dube njengoNdebele yebo umdala imoto abehamba ngayo ibisiduka ithaya langemuva ngokubona kwami ngitho ngombono wami njenge-public commentator ye so-ke i-ami yasingeneli ibona imoto kamdala sifuna ukuphuma umgwaqo sezihlahleni bayiprotekthi ukuthi ingaphuphi ihlale isemgwaqweni yaze yama isemgwaqweni hhayi sike ukuthi yiba abaduli ithaya hhayi ngokubona kwami kodwa-ke abantu ngendlela abathaba ngayo ngiyamangala ukuthi ngakuthiwa abantu bonke bakhuluma le nto bayikhuluma ukuthi ye step down umdala kanti abamvotele esihlalweni lesi akuso ngobani manje Ngabe lo mbuzo khona. Kumbula Dube ukuthi ngikhulumeni ngo-2015 laphana ngo-May.
Yeah.
Ngithe mina nxa ukuthi izanu iyaclaima ukuthi isesihlalweni ngenxa yabantu. Nxa labo bantu besithi kabasayifuni, bangakhulumi emsakazweni. Ngabahambe futhi lapho abahlalela khona kumavoti bayayikhupha. Njengoba ngathi sizwa ukuthi abazali besiya khona ehara ehalale khonale ngaba ekwenza lokho abakwenza mhlaba emvoti lomdala okunye ngicela ukuthi ngikukhulume kokugcina
nxa
sikupolitik Dube ngicela ukuthi uZulu weZimbabwe ngiyakwazi ukuthi uzwa ubuhlungu umfana wami kodwa-ke singabi emotional singakhulumi amagama abuswana ngabanye abantu umuntu lo abamthethisa kangaka besezende yiwo abamfakile bamthethiselani kuyikusukela umuntu lokhu umuntu uyamnika amakhiya emoto ukuthi kadrayive sedrayive asuthi gijima kakhulu sumthethisa indaba ungamthathela amakhiya akho umqoshe emoteni akulokumthethisa abayekele umdala-ke bangamceki umuntu lo osekhulile umuntu omdala nxa bona le bonti abamfuni ngabamvote out bangamthethisi lo thuma lo ngizwa undoda wangakithi wangakithi ngalesikhalangeni lami ngikhalanga esithi uthuma njani njani kathi bafuna uthuma enzeni uqhathiwe for uthuma ungekhaya athungele idlu yangakibo yini abeselala ngaphi
nanxa
indamawuhu yile sikizi akula ngendlela yenza ngayo uthuma kumele alale kuphela alivuywe ngamahuhu nxa bembone ukuthi udliwa ngamahuhu bamtshele kodwa akuna nto angayenza ngoba yindlu yangakiwo
ye
bangamthethisi bangazi bamthwalisa nzima Dube bangathethisani abantu kupolitiki khuluma ngeproblemu yakho ume khonapho ngiyabonga Dube
lathi sibongele kakhulu Ndebele sibili sase sikukhanuka sibili ungathunela kusasa Yeah, that is Mr. Ndebele. So he was raising a lot of questions here. One of them is, you know, that if people have to go to Harare, they must do all this peacefully. And he ended by saying, of course, you know, the president has been doing a lot of wrong things here and there. The army saved him because already the wheels of his car were almost off, all of them. So, and then he says, who actually voted for the president? People have been praising him all along, but all of a sudden they are going against him. So the best thing is to do the right thing, to vote him out. And then the other point that he raised is that there's no reason to insult him. He's an old man. People should respect him, that he's got that kind of edge. And so they should do everything peacefully.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. Maskwera Sewa Mavinga. Mavinga, we might have lost him. We'll try to connect with him, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, he's in South Africa. But for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rising political tensions in Zimbabwe. And here's the timeline. On Tuesday, members of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces staged what many are calling a military coup. But the army was quick to say this was not a coup, but they were merely interested in arresting what they called malcontents that were surrounding the president. And we understand that a number of ministers have been detained so far, and these include Finance Minister Ignatius Chombo, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and also Local Government Minister Xavier Kasukuwere. And the army is still looking for some cabinet ministers and several ZANU-PF members and senior officials who have gone into hiding. I think we now have Mr. Mavinga. Mm-hmm. Mavinga?
Wangu makadi maneru.
Aiwa manera kana kati pe ofungwa dzenyu ne mamiru akaita zvino munyika.
Iko zvino zvisisiri kuti chiri kuitika asi chiri pachena ndechekuti makakatano ari pakati pemauto nemutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe haane nechekuita neguta ruzhinji kana kurama kwavanhu vazhinji vemuZimbabwe kana kodzero dzavo. Zvinongova zveku vanhu vana vanyamunhu vari kurwira zamu ramai vavo pakutonga kwavo, saka vanhu vazhinji vangadavo kukambira kuti hei tinoda kuti tidai kana kuti tidai. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti zvinhu izvi ndezvemumba meZANU-P F, hazvisi zvemhomho. Vari kungonesa navo pachavo kuti vaone kuti ndiani achatora matomo kana vaMugabe vazosiya.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
So we still have got some messages that are coming in. Blessing. One of them is from Stan Dube, who says, thanks, Gibbs, because Blessing is learning isiZulu very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, people are observing what you're doing.
Yeah, cool.
But the problem is that you've got only 3 words. That
No.
Yeah, we are trying. Yeah, so then we've got other people that sending these messages.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Kutawashe Ngohaki, who says, all these people should be put behind the bars, those that were stealing. So we want a new Zimbabwe. So I think the law has to take its course, you know. So because people cannot say, put this one behind bars and that one. Because Zimbabwe has got some laws, I guess. Then what Munyarazi who says, we can't wait to see a new Zimbabwe. And he's wrapping his hands, you know. And then Nyatare says, Chuma is lecturing us a lot about a lot of things. But then Linda says, all 10 provinces have been called, have called for the resignation of the president. So let's see what he's going to do. So, and then Frank then says, the process of generals removing Mr. Mugabe from power peacefully is taking too long, because Mr. Mugabe is telling them that he was constitutionally elected. And the people now are worried whether Mugabe is going to step down or not. So everybody is worried now. That is according to Frank, eh?
And Mr. Mavinga, I hope the generals will not act as the referees next month when the ruling party meets in Congress. But there are some interesting developments that are happening, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, on Saturday, there's this SADC extraordinary summit to discuss the issue of Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, there are other constitutional means that are being that are in the works to try and oust Mr. Mugabe. There is first, of course, Parliament is expected to resume sitting on Tuesday, and it is possible that ZANU-PF could use party procedures to impeach Mr. Mugabe with the support of opposition lawmakers. And we have also heard about these provinces that are recalling Mr. Mugabe. What is your take on that, Mr. Mavinga?
I think we are in a very delicate situation where, in reality, de facto, the military has all the control and authority. And under those circumstances, it would be very difficult to say anything that happens now is constitutional or is legitimate, in the sense of it would be possible for Mugabe, even if there was a huge march tomorrow, to simply say that this is at the instigation of the military, and therefore that's not legitimate. And in terms of the different, you know, ZANU-PF structures, purportedly coming together to try and oust Mr. Mugabe, it's very difficult because The 2014 amendment to the ZANU-PF constitution deposited in Mr. Mugabe a lot of authority and power, and this might not be possible to do outside of the framework of an extraordinary Congress. This is why we have begun to hear about Mugabe proposing that perhaps they resolve some of these issues at Congress in December, and then at government level, that he only steps down in sometime in 2018. So it's delicate because the army does not want to appear to be too forceful, because already Sadak has said no to a military coup, and the AU has also backed up that position, and therefore the army knows that's not a sustainable position. There is a danger, however, that you know the opposition groups, civil society, ordinary citizens, and others would jump onto the military bandwagon and support the army to have a military-backed coalition government. This is dangerous because what it means is that the real authority will be with the military and not with the democratic structures in Zimbabwe. And at any point, the military could withdraw that support because people, opposition leaders and others, would have been invited at the pleasure of the military to serve in this kind of government. So the best way forward is really to push on the military to open up and facilitate a transitional arrangement, a roadmap to democratic, free and fair elections, which are acceptable to Zimbabweans and to the international community.
Thank you so much, Vamavinga. Tinanzi kirapo wegona chitovari kuti vazulu matotangaka. Gibbs, I guess, pakanzi gift. Ari kunyatsopa vanotaura ndebele mukana wakareba. Shona, 1 second, musadaro. Tichaedza kutaura stage now kuti tinotaura chirungu, ndebele neshona. Zvese zviri zvitatu, saka pamwe tongoti gaga kuti vamwe vakawanda vakwanise kunge vachipinda muchirongwa. Nekuti vakawanda vanenge vachigunun'unawo kuti havasi kuwana mukana wekutaura. Ndosaka achida kuti zvitikurumidze.
I'm going to defend you 100% because you always give people equal chances to say whatever they want, you know, and I hope our friend out there, you just call now. We are going to give you exactly 2 minutes. So, okay, Sibone Sihlobo Ndlovu, ekhomani. Baba Ndlovu, njani khona ngapho ke South Africa?
Siyaphila babuduze njani?
Yeah, so akutsho Ndlovu, uyahamba yini la uye eChaitoyitoyi?
Hayi, angiboni, ngoba le eChaitoyitoyi eChaka ngiyazi ukuthi ngeyani.
Utshoni khonapho?
La ngisho ukuthi amasosha asebenzele umsebenzi wabo angithi abanikeze ichance bawuqede. Yebo. And okwesibili vele upresident angithi uthi ufuna ukuthi avote out ngama-members e-parliament. Vele bazongivota out ngoba abantu abaningi lapha e-parliament ngendlela mina bengibhekile bahamba nomnangagwa. Labathi behamba abathi be-oppose umnangagwa yibo laba abanye sebebalekile abangeke bevele nasephalamente. Vele bazovota out. Ichance yakhe vele incane kakhulu ukuthi ngaphinde ehlale.
Ye, so kodwa siyabona-ke ukuthi kulabanye phela kuZANU-PF abangani bahambelani lakho lokho. So kungehlula-ke kuyathiwani umongameli sehlala phela esikhundleni.
Angeke zizehlule ngoba amasosha angeke vele azoze amdedele. Babanje laba abantu angiyiboni mina ichance yabo bazophuma. But inkinga nje engiyibona mina ukuthi ikhona eZimbabwe yileyo ukuthi i-group leyo bathi i-G40 yi-group ebingakwazi ukuthi ithuthukise iZimbabwe. But imisteki abayenzile laba bayenza amamisteki awu-2. Number one, ukufaka uNkosazana ka-president. Number two, ukusuleka okubonisa ama-commanders amasosha ukuthi bazoyenza kanjani ngenxa yokuthi vele iZimbabwe yonke into ebiyenza ibiyenza amasosha kwi-your front ayo phambili kusetshenziswa wona. Uma singabalisa nje indaba yegugula woti, indaba yokuthatha amaflazi, indaba yokufa kwabantu abaningi esikhathi i-MDC iwina amavoti isongqeze zeyalo kubuyela ku-re-election. Ake la makhesi akhona. So bahlulekile ukuthi babonisane amasosha ukuthi bazenza kanjani. Sasa amasosha athuthele kubaba uNtangagwa futhi ukuthi makabuyele kuye uyozothatha iZimbabwe.
Boni-ke Ndlovini, uyijaye mnandi kakhulu sibili. Siyabonga thina kusasa ba.
O Okay, akuthi nje isikhathi sinene sasekhona ngiyobe ngizafuna ukukusho. Isikhathi sincane mina.
Yeah, isikhathi sincane kakhulu yes, yakungenisa ngesikhathi sibuyayo.
All right,
ngiyabonga. Sibonga kakhulu Ndlovu baba. So what Mr. Ndlovu was saying is that the G40 people made some mistakes and two fundamental mistakes. One, they put Mrs. Mugabe as their trump card in terms of you know, getting into the succession matrix. Mm-hmm. So he says that that was a big blunder. And secondly, they failed to actually show the military that they're going to protect them too, you know, if ever Mr. Mugabe was to you know, pave way for any successor. And then saying low Skubutu Lapake Ekwani, Uskonarake Arare. Baba Skubutu Kunjan.
Yakila Dinjan Lamba.
Spila Kul Skubutu. Ah, which would you when Tabalulu Ulubonanjan Kurape Arare is Octua Chisamate Gonap? Kumanjan.
Yeah, I got Chisa Civil Water or Kalantan Uwonga Indian Mayam Gad. You could pull a band as a TF.
Mhm.
Eh ngoba sikhala ukuthi iZANPF ibanjwe ama ofisi manje yiarmy evele kungangene khona apho oyo abantu ade vele besihlukulu zakafulu kona lawo abantu.
Mhm. So kodwa ke
hayi umama ngimthayela ihlombe.
Qhubeka.
Qhubeka into mina. Mama ngimthayela ihlombe ngokusikhuphulela impande ade zihambe iZANPF. So kade hayi maybe lathi nxa i-opposition ingangena embusweni.
Mhm. Kodwa-ke awubona ukuthi nxa sokunje amahovetsi sebambene labanye labantu enxaye kungagcina vele kusiya ngasifudlana i-opposition ingatholi lutho.
Ya, khonokho kungenzakala bese futhi bona be-opposition bengathiywa nga angathulo kwamanje bengangenele endabeni lezi ngoba laba abantu abalwa ngabendliwane abendliwane.
Hayi ke Sigubutu siyakuzwa kakhulu limuke khona lapho kusasa la uyabutsha itoto ye
hayi angisozake ngiye
yebo phela sibongele sibongele Sigubutu sibongele kakhulu baba. So Sigubutu yes Sigubutu is in Harare. He says he's not going to join the so-called massive protest. So he says he's got his own reasons. And then he says, you know, what sparked the whole thing is Mrs. Mugabe. And he's crediting her for actually exposing all veterans and, you know, some of the people in the ruling party were always, according to him, intimidating people. So he says she played a very critical role in transforming ZANPF.
Vamavinga munotendera nazvo here zvekuti Mai Mugabe ndo vasvitsa bato iri parasvika here?
Hombu asi hazvireve kuti vabudirira kana kuti vakabudirira, vakundikana nekuti chakuitika iko zvino ndechekuti mauto ane Putin apindira manje kuti vachidzosera masimba kuZANPF nechisimba. Saka vanhu havasi kuona zviri mberi, vari kungofunga kuti mauto aroda kubisa vamugabe nyamba kwete. Yaye iripo ndeyekuti mauto abvuta chinhu kubva kuna Mai Mugabe neG40 ari kuchidzosera kuna vamunangagwa nevamwe. Handi muri kuona haisi nyaya yevanhu mukati, inyaya yekurwira ushe mukati meZANPF yekuti mauto apinde ari kudivi rimwe bandiko reZANPF. Saka vanhu nenyaya dzavo dzekufunga kuti tanzwa nekurarama pasi peuranda hwavamugabe, vava kumhanya kupembera vachipembedza nyanga inobata mai, nekuti ramangwana nyaya yekuti iyoyi ichazonetsa kubvisa mukati mezvematongerwo enyika muzimbabwe. Tinofanira kuziva kuti tanga tasvika padanho rekuti tizive kuti hurumende inofanira kubiswa nesarudzo kana kuti nevanhu pachavo pasina mauto murunyararo vanosimuka vachiti hatichada zvakwana. Asi nenyaya yekuti ruzhinji rwedu tanga tichisvikawo mauto iwawo, tava kufunga kuti mukana wamuka hapana mukana apa. Aya manyautsa mukanwa hara wakurota ichiyamwa mangwana hatina chatiinazvo, panenge pasina zvachose.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga. Of course we are reading reports there, Gibbs, that United Democratic Movement leader Bantu Holomisa in South Africa has called on the United Nations, African Union and Southern African Development Community, SADC, to ensure free and fair elections in Zimbabwe next year amid fears of a coup. And of course, Zambia is saying also SADC trigger against military coup in Zimbabwe. We'll try to read some of the international responses. See, Tom Boyenda kuna mfundisi moyo. Makadi mko mfundisi moyo ku South Africa.
Makadi kwa ibeni kumu zili kutawura. Na wiku da pamu na watetanshi na wano mbade. Chitu kwa kama soja ka, awana kukitira rusi niwe Zimbabwe. Ndiyo chukutanga. Waka kitira yu pasa. Ile plafutu na yako waka wonga na yuti washi yangu, washi wengu wafidu kule mkabe. Ndiwa kuna ngabwa. Saka na hizo ndiyo kutu mwye Zimbabwe, makafara mwite hawa mkabe, mkabe, mkabe. Ile plafutu ni FDC, yana chizi MDC kwa chawa mkabe mkabe. Awa fautu mbo nchoi, yaka kusangane, wani wako. Waka mpua yu kara uti, waiti mbasa nidwa. Vasha nyara puka kwa antirepozi, talo kutu pa chayo. Aisi yaka vasa nuta, ndia wafu waka uina. Sarepuli uti, yaani kwa mwika kini Zimbabwe. Ndiyo kutu. Maisha ya nipundi kutu kutu, talo kutu pa chavo. Kutu pa chavo, maru kusanda ukuru, hawa pa kumpanya ya mwa kutu. Wakutu kutu vazi kutu pa chavo. Asu kutu wanita wanwe Zimbabwe, kwa hivyo kutu chishi. Asu kutu pa chavo, wanu waka zurunga kari. Kutu wakutu hatu tizi, kutu wakutu 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 Jika guna foto awak, zakar zakar nak zuruh pati, ibu bapa ni bapa. Awan ni sekitar ni buli Zimbabwe. Bantu 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 zikir apa itu bantu bantu zikir itu bantu bantu kita akan biswa. Tapi saya tak usah kita punya zaman tu nak wing buliku. Kau itu fikir macam masa ini ini mahu veteran, mahu veteran ni entah mahu guru jual bapa ni mesti semua guru bersih. Anis ni support. Nah, kalau fana itu, ayah nak guna kerja susu tu bapa ni mesti sendu support. Nah, ini mahu veteran. Ini mahu veteran kat karang karang orang gua iya. Akar wasman nak awan dah zikir kat pada zaman guru cawa. Semua support and the team. Ati na kufara na ego fana mbote ba uwa viti pa chao vaa nuba wakama kufana wa nuku chimi ya wamu nangamu so na ya tila kukutu aina kuna kazukuru lao sa sipanjiwa kwa kwa mwari aina kuna kazukuru
na wende kutu note na kukuru mfudis moyo
kwa wazipenzi ni vika mbawa sa tila dana isu ninye kutu pa wina MDC wakati atipu atipa salu ninye kutu ndoma onduma soja wano uwa viti saka nasu wano zia aniti wose aniti
mfudis moyo note na kukuru
kata zimaka ita saizu uzo kara mkasangu bada usu ambashi manu
mfudis moyo tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi moyo. Okay, mufundisi moyo. Ah, mufundisi moyo vapedze kutaura asi. What is essentially saying is that the opposition must never make the mistake of joining this internal fight in ZANU-PF is of course adhering to those words by Napoleon that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. Yes, that's what he said.
Is that the case, Mr. Mavinga? If you see your enemy, in this case, what you're seeing, right? Don't step, right?
Be very careful about what is happening because unwittingly you could actually strengthen the position of a regime that is intolerant of human rights respect, democracy and the rule of law. What is happening is not the way to go. It's not sustainable. It is parochial. It is serving the narrow interests of a political elite in ZANU-PF and in the military. It is not about, you know, democracy. It is not about anti-corruption. It is about factionalism and succession of Mugabe, which has turned haywire. We must be very careful as Zimbabweans. Let us not be too quick to celebrate and to jump onto the streets.
Asi va mavinga munhu kuona nyaya ichipera sei nekuti vamwe vari kuti havasi kunyatsodzwisisa kuti vamugabe vacho vabva vachabva zviri kuenda nekupi
pari zvino vamugabe havana kubva asi ndoda kuti ndingoyeuchidza vana vezimbabwe kuti pakatorwa masimba nemauko havana kutaura kuti vanoda kubvisa vamugabe kwete vakati vamugabe takavachengetedza chatiri kuda ndine vanhu vavakati mbavha dzakakomberedza vamugabe saka zvekuti vamugabe vari kubviswa hameno ndi zviri kubva kupi nekuti tinoona kuti zvinhu zviri kutaurirangwa ndezvekuti vamugabe vanga vabiswa vamunangagwa kuti vamwe vaivanga vavadzose nechisimba asi nyaya haina kumbenge iri yekuti vamugabe vabiswe saka nhaurirano dzichaitwa dzinenge dziri dzekuti voenda sei kumusangano wavo wecongress wezanup f vodzora sei vamwe vakanga vadzinga zvisina zvisina kutarukana asi hazvishamisi tikaona vamugabe vari panyanza kusvika gore noya vakati zete pachigaro.
Okay, Mr. Mavinga, thank you so much for your time this evening. And that there is a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. We also want to thank Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Member of Parliament and also a Central Committee member. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our crew behind the scenes, our producer and engineer, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.